Anybody there?
Good morning, Denny. This is Elaine in Kansas.
How are you, Elaine? I had a little trouble getting on the support time I dialed.
Mary Lou has arrived.
Did any of you have trouble getting on?
No, I got right in.
Oh, okay. So, just Elaine and Mary Lou, right, so far?
Yes, I just got in. And I'm going to be on mute, and I may have to leave earlier, so... But I'll listen.
Okay. So I was just finishing up my wheatgrass, and I'm out the door.
I don't think Jeannie hasn't come on, has she?
I haven't heard her.
Okay. She would have said. They're getting ready to, they're moving into their booth probably, or getting ready to anyway. At the state fair right now, so.
Oh.
Working on that, and they're staying with a house full of people. Friend has arrived. Good morning. Who just came on?
Good morning. This is Onita.
Good morning, Onita. How are you doing?
Doing okay.
I'm going to write down Char for Jeannie. Oh, dear. Somebody else came on, too, with you at the same time.
Good morning. It's Betty.
Good morning, Betty. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Sean.
Oh. Is Mary Lou on, too? I thought Denny said Mary Lou. He had a terrible time trying to get on this morning. Once it sounded like, he put on speaker so I could hear you. It sounded like a horse trotting on concrete or pavement. Really loud. He goes, "What is that?" And I go, "I don't know." See what that funny sound is. Oh, my gosh. I was trying to get a fruit salad done yesterday, but I had to go out and pick raspberries about midnight last night, and there weren't enough raspberries. Kenny says they're loaded. I said, "Well, maybe it's my spotlight on my head that's not showing them up very much."
Oh, they had them advertised at our store, but they were only 6 ounce boxes, so I didn't.
That's not much, is it?
No, it's
the price not. Goes up. The price goes up, and the amount goes down.
True.
Oh. Here's Jeannie.
Sorry for the same price. I wish we had free ones like you do out there on your paths and everything.
Yeah. This crop right now, it's early for fall because we've already had one, and it usually doesn't come on until about a month from now, but they are so loaded. And I said, you got to get the water on them because it's been so dry. And it's a problem that you guys didn't have. It's been so dry that they'll just shrivel up, but there's a few of them that have gotten, and they're big. The ones that got a little bit of that sprinkle, but the ground is so dry right now. And I don't like them watered from overhead because if the mornings are cool, then everything molds. So.
Yeah.
And he's got it set up. He's just got to go turn the pump on, he said. So that's good.
Same bushes give you two yields?
Two or three, yeah.
Wow.
The first one is light. And they're much smaller. Well, it's not so light. They're loaded, but they're much smaller berries. I've got, like, three different kinds of bushes. I've got They're about 70-foot rows. No, he extended them a little bit, I guess. But anyway, somewhere around 70-foot rows. And the branches are so tall right now, they're about, oh, they have to be at least 8 feet high.
Wow.
The top ones. And those are the ones that are ripening first. So you've got to, you know, kind of pull them over. I mean, they were pruned back, too. I mean, it's not that we don't prune them back. It's new growth that keeps coming on. And even during the year, even during the summer, we prune them back. We take the older canes down. So anyway, they're very prolific out here. But I've also got,
Linda Morse has arrived.
Wait, let's talk about raspberries. The blackberries are on heavy right now, too, so we've got
I brought a couple of plants of the blackberries home from Jim and Mary's one time and put them in the garden, and they grew, but they started taking over, and my husband got rid of them in a hurry.
Yeah, they... Oh, you mean they came up from the roots everywhere?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what... I wonder what variety you have, because ours...
Those were the wild blackberries, I think, that were growing every place around there, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, they will grow anywhere. Anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one thing. If you get, like, the Marion berries are the big ones right now that are very, very much available. But they don't have... I'm real partial to the wild ones, so we just keep one area that... Well, actually, two. He had to chop down around the pond that he's working on, the watering hole for the cows now. But the rest of it was is along the one of the fence lines, and so we just keep that. And I can go down there and pick any time. And it's away from the dust. That's what I like. It's, you know, there's no road stuff either. What's being deposited through the air or because it's far enough down away from any of that. So, anyway, questions, comments, guys. Didn't I hear Jeannie on the phone?
I'm here.
Oh, you are here. You are here.
Can you hear me?
I have a bad connection here, so
we had a horrible time with connections, period, this morning, even getting in, but... So how's it going for you?
Well, okay. I just try to find a little spot here, and everybody's sleeping, and so I'm outside. It's beautiful this morning.
Oh, we don't have we don't have any sun breakthrough yet. Do you have sun?
No, not yet. But yeah, we had a warm day yesterday.
You're liking the temperature, though, right, Jeannie?
I love it. I have a little sweater on. And there's a light breeze blowing out here, and they have a really pretty yard, too.
Yeah, isn't this the Virginian original property?
Yeah, this is his boyhood home, James Drury, who played the Virginian.
Right.
And, you know, that's Vic's. Let's see. I want to say cousin.
And it was filmed there. The series is filmed there.
No. This was where he lived. His boyhood home.
Oh, okay. I thought part of it was filmed there.
Well, and they may have. Now they're subdividing the land, you know, and selling off some of the property. That's very pretty. The home is historic, too. This is his grandmother's home, Vic's grandmother's home.
Oh, okay.
And so...
I knew they had a lot of history.
Yeah. They've added on to it here and there, and that kind of thing. So now it's like 3 or 4,000 square feet. At the time, it was a one-room type of deal, you know, the kitchen.
The old-fashioned way of living.
Yeah. Now they have a huge, long kitchen. It's really fun to cook in.
a lot of room.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Man, you can have a lot of people working in here.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have anything on you, do you have anything particular on your mind, Jeannie?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I've got a recipe here I'll give you guys. I don't think I gave it to you. I'll ask you first. Celery root soup with Granny Smith apple. That sounds familiar to me, but I don't have it marked that I had given it. That's why I don't think I have. Anyway, it's very good, and I've got a celery root I'm going to make up today, and I know we're a little bit pushing it for maybe soups yet, but it's the light one, and I thought it was wonderful. Denny doesn't like cream-based soup, so he's not a good judge of character on soups, especially when they're cream-based. Anything else, yes. But, okay, so the first thing you do is, well, it calls for is extra virgin olive oil for sauteing. I'm sure that's what is going on in a second, because I know I didn't do that. If I did, I used a little bit of coconut oil maybe to do the bottom of the pan. Let's see, place it. Start on the medium. I have already done the recipe twice, but it's been a while. Okay, it says sprinkle a pinch of salt in the bottom of the pan and then add the oil for 30 seconds. Okay, just forget that. And they're trying to keep it from smoking, I guess is what they're saying. Add the celery root. It calls for two medium celery roots. I've got a huge one, so I'm going to use that. Now, those, if you haven't used, has anybody used celery roots?
No, I never have.
No, okay, it's very gnarly. And so you're going to have to peel a little bit more than you would like on a smooth potato, for example. So you've got to get that off, and of course it looks dirty. Usually I've never seen one that looked white, washed white. Will be when you get down below it. And so you take the celery root and cut it in about 1-inch cubes, and then one large onion chopped. It was two on the celery root, two medium size, and one large. A large one, mine's probably 6 inches across. It's big. Of course, I now have... not in our garden, but I've got beets that are that big, and I'm anxious to try one of them to see if they're still, you know, not. I wouldn't think they would be woody because this came from the organic market, so I don't know. I've just not seen beets that they put in the marketplace that were anywhere close to the size, bigger than a baseball, way bigger than a baseball. So another thing, I don't know exactly why they're growing them so big, but that's what I got. That's what showed up out here. Anyway, and then saute it for 6 to 10 minutes. The celery, or the celery root, and then the onion. And then you take 2 quarts of faux chicken. This makes 6 servings, it says. 2 quarts of faux chicken or vegetable broth, either one. Better than bouillon brand is what they use. I actually use some of my mushroom base that I use a lot of. 1 bay leaf and 1, let's see, stir 6 to 10 minutes after. So that's the sauteing of it. Don't brown it, just make it soft. Add the stock and a bay leaf, 1 bay leaf. And bring to a boil, reduce heat, and simmer for 30 minutes. So this is a really easy one. And then add the cashew cream, which is 1 cup of thick cashew cream. So maybe make it a little bit thicker than you would normally, which is nothing but rinsing the cashews and running them in the blender. And if I'm short on time when I put them in the blender, it calls for 1 cup. I would use maybe somewhere around 1/3 of a cup of cashews, because a regular ratio is 1/4 cup of cashews to 1 cup of water. So take the cashews up maybe up to 1/3 of a cup and just run that until it's creamy. if you put warm water or even hot water in with the cashews after you've rinsed them well, they'll break down much faster in the blender because they're very soft anyway. And then add the cashews cream and simmer it for another 10 minutes, and you're done. If you've got too much for one batch, do it in batches to liquefy it in the blender, the whole thing. It says, okay, and then the Granny Smith apple comes in, an unpeeled Granny Smith chopped very, diced very fine, and you put a spoonful of that on top in the center of each. And then it says also you can drizzle chive oil around the apple. I didn't do that. I don't think we need extra oil. But if you want to, you can. But it has the apple against the celery root is really, really tasty, guys. It's, you know, it's not a hard thing to do. Peeling is the hardest. That's not a big deal. You just use one of those nifty peelers that Jeannie has or did have that go both ways. You drag it one way and push it back. Now, that's kind of hard on a celery root, but it works great on the cucumbers or the carrots or whatever you're peeling that's long. Push and pull. So I had never experienced that until I got a hold of it. I don't think, did you have a YouTube thing on that, Jeannie? I don't know that you had a YouTube thing on that one.
No.
Because that was a small.
For the fair. Here.
Did you have them at the fair? Oh, okay. Anyway, so anybody that gets to the Oregon State Fair gets to find Rick and get themselves a push and pull peeler. What do you call them? Anything else?
I think you called it a had teeth on it.
Serrated edge one, yeah. Or whatever.
Serrated, yeah.
Both edges, but they've got such a good, if you hold them and tilt them up and down, they've got such a good little flipper way of flipping back and forth that they are, and they take a little deeper bite. And so it doesn't, like sometimes a peeler will skim over the top of something. It drives me crazy. I'm picky about my kitchen utensils. Very picky. I've got probably 5 peelers sitting here. People can grab whichever peeler they want and just wanting to keep their hands off of mine if I'm working. So
too
anyway.
Bad. Hey, Jeannie, too bad you don't get to the Kansas State Fair.
I know.
And she can package up about a half dozen of them and ship them out.
Yeah.
Not very spendy, but they sure do work good. Really work good. Anyway, anybody have any comments or questions? Anything you've read or seen on the news in the last few days? It's loaded out here because we're coming up to the Veg Fest in September. And I know that it's going to outdo what it's done every other year because that's what's happening in this community or this area. And I know they've got a heavy list of speakers. So I wish you were staying over, Jeannie.
I know.
It would be lots of fun.
It would be.
I don't know that Seattle's is as big as ours. I never hear anything really about it. So I don't know what they've got going on up there, but I know we've got a very, very active group with all the stuff that's taking place with the GMO and of course the wheat was rejected from initially was rejected from Oregon that went to, China, Russia? I can't remember where they sent it to, and they wouldn't let it in. They refused it because they didn't want it being, you know, ruining their crops over there. They don't want soft white wheat is what it turned out to be, I think, something like that anyway. Some of the modified stuff. So awareness is coming up. We just got to keep plugging away at it.
One thing I found an article. Oh, go ahead, Nick. There was just a short thing in our paper on Sunday. Merck, which is a big drug company, suspends cow feed supplement Merck and Company, which sells veterinary, I didn't realize that, and farm products in more than 140 countries, will suspend sales of its livestock feed supplement Zilmax in the U.S. and Canada after cattle taking it had trouble walking or standing. The sales halt is temporary while the company plans a study of the drug. White House Station, New Jersey-based Merck said in a statement Friday. The drug maker's animal health business brought in $3.4 billion, that's with a B as in boy, last year. Merck is taking the action after Tyson Foods, beef, poultry, and pork producer, said August 8th that it was halting its use of Zilmax because the lame livestock found at its factories.
Wow.
Interesting.
Well, they can get them on two counts, inhumane use of animals and trying to kill us off, too, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jeannie, tell them about what you told me with the flea stuff for the dogs, because I know Betty's got dogs and, or a dog. Betty, is it two or one?
One that's big enough to be three.
Did you ever hear of diet food for dogs? No, mine get a lot of veggies, but they're still, yeah, they're pretty good size, but they do a lot of, well, of course we got the space and they're very active, but tell her, or anybody else.
Yeah, there's,
pass it off.
It's called Fleet Treats, and it's a B vitamin complex for dogs and cats.
Mm.
And that can build up in their system and fleas away. So I started Gracie on them. I got them at the Del Mar Fair, and they've been there for like 30 years. They're out of Oceanside, California. And I think it's STI, Frank, Tom, I as in Isaac, pet products. But, and online at fleatreats.com. And she eats them. They're liver flavored or whatever, and she'll just eat them. They're like a little tablet. Little round, you know, about the size of your little fingernail. You know, round like that. And so far she's doing good. We don't have a problem. I usually treat her for fleas and stuff, ticks and that kind of thing before we come up here because she's a city dog. and I usually use the stuff from the vet that you put it behind their neck, you know, down their spine a little bit. But I started thinking because she had that stroke of the spine and has a neurological thing going on, that probably wouldn't be the best for her. So I was intrigued, and I got a big bottle, 500 tablets. Got 2 500 tablet bottles. That'll be a year's supply probably for her. She gets 3 a day. And I think it was about $40 or something. You know, maybe 35. So she likes them, and there's not an issue so far. And we've only been here about 5 days. 5 days, but, and I don't think they have any flea issues here, but they have 5 Jack Russell Terriers.
Well, if they get outside in the grass, she'll have a flea issue.
Yeah.
Because our grasses are loaded with, with stuff. And it's, I guess it's the humidity and the, the amount of rain we get as well as the, just the growth cycle. So I've not seen an area. I think when you get into the more desert areas, they're not nearly as bad. What I was reading. I've been reading so much I don't retain the stuff that doesn't apply to me, but they just were commenting on how heavily because of our weather and green.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I know she's an active dog.
Mm-hmm. And there's quite a bit of grass here, too, and then there's some woods and things that she can roam around on. So, this will be a good chance. I'll keep it on the counter.
Yeah, and so I just like the fact that when Jeannie told me about it just yesterday, I guess it was, that it was a treat type thing, and you don't have to try and force you know, a capsule down them. It's something that they take in and just like. So, and they have it for cats also, if anybody's got cats. So, you know, or your kids, you know, they will deal with the same thing. If, I don't know, maybe, do you not have a problem with that in your area there in, like, Kansas, Onita?
Yeah, we do, but.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I was going to say, we just spray the grass and stuff with, we still use basic age. And that keeps them away. We don't have any pets, but our son has three dogs, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, and sometimes reminding the kids of what you're doing is helpful, too. But, you know, it doesn't mean they always do it. But it's just.
On to our daughter-in-law, because I'm sure she'll be interested in this information, so.
Cool. Yeah, well, everybody runs across people with pets, so sooner or later, they, you know, will utilize it, because that's one thing that goes along with children is pets for them. Anyway, anybody have anything else? I need to be on my way, and I know Jeannie does too, and everybody else on the line the same.
Just had to chase this off my deck. It was trying to plant a walnut in my potted plant.
Who was?
Oh, a squirrel on my deck was trying to plant a walnut in my potted plants. I had to chase him off quick.
Get him.
Jeannie, is that just spelled FLEATREATS.com?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, www.retreat.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get that ordered this morning also. Well, guys, have a wonderful... Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Oh, you're certainly welcome. Have a wonderful day and a fun one, and make it a healthier one, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
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 To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.